brought to you by Penguin.
The State of Us. The good news and the bad news about our society. Written and read by me, John Snow. Preface. I write this as autumn dawns in our state. The newspapers are littered with bitter forecasts of a scale of poverty few people living in Britain today have ever known. So bad is the crisis that former UN rapporteur Philip Alston accused Britain's Department of Work and Pensions of creating a digital and sanitised version of the 19th century workhouse. Lives will be lost, says The Guardian in its front page headline, adding that typical gas and electricity bills are to rise 80% to £3,549 a year. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation analysts say that the poorest single adults could see finances wiped out by stratospheric energy bills representing 120% of their incomes after housing costs, leaving many destitute. The cynical tend to react by saying that the ruling Conservatives don't bank on many votes from the poor anyway. This is set against a UN report written by Mr. Alston in 2019, which stated that the social safety net that once protected the most vulnerable has been replaced with a harsh and uncaring ethos. The Australian-born Alston, 72, a human rights lawyer and professor at New York University's School of Law, believes the UK has twice been a social laboratory, regarding welfare first in the aftermath of the Second World War, when the Beveridge Report outlined a blueprint for the introduction of a welfare state, and second, when the Conservatives came to power in 2010. Indeed, in the first week of her brief tenure as Prime Minister, Liz Truss stated that she believed it was wrong to look at everything through the lens of redistribution. Amber Rudd, the former Work and Pensions Secretary at the time Alston's report came out, said she was disappointed by the extraordinarily political nature of the language it contained and threatened to complain to the United Nations. Alston said there's been no such complaint made to the UN. In my lifetime as a reporter, I have never known such senior figures warn of so unparalleled a moment of threatened deprivation in a founder member state of the UN itself. Alston describes what he regards as the extremely objective and high-quality analysis of charities in this field. He continues, if employment is getting better, but at the same time food banks are having unprecedented levels of demand, that employment ain't enough. But they don't want to get into that debate. Despite the introduction of the welfare state in 1945, poverty in our society has, if anything, grown in my lifetime. I cannot recall seeing such dire threats in the headlines on anything like this scale. And given the high authority from which these warnings emerge, we have to take them very seriously. Indeed, by the time you are listening to this, some of the worst may already be upon us. There is no doubt that in common with countries all over the world, Britain faces a time of monumental challenge, from inflation and global supply chain issues to the worsening climate crisis. But that is also a signal for the world to come together in a way that only the threats from the outbreak of war have ever occasioned in the past. It may seem odd to say so, but COVID-19 may have provided a helpful overture in uniting nations to combat an international threat. We will have to work collaboratively as never before in peacetime, and it will take leadership of which we have been in short supply for far too long. We simply cannot assume that the projections being made will turn out in some way to be mere exaggerations. We have to be fully prepared. One of the beauties of British society is the volunteer ethic. Many people already dedicate themselves to improving the lives of others. The time may be fast approaching when we will have to decide how much more we can contribute individually, not just financially, but spiritually and physically. We have to look after those who are going to need our assistance most, as many Britons did so generously for the tens of thousands of Ukrainians who have had to flee their homes. It is one thing to give cash. It's another to spot and respond to someone in our neighbourhood who desperately...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?